Radio Prague News.
Top 09 ministers have threatened to leave the government unless the Education Ministry sacks and rebukes advisor Ladislav Batora for insulting their chairman, Karol Schwarzenberg. Defense Minister Alexander Vondra will attend the funeral of Stirad Mashin next week and present him with a military honor in memoriam. And President Klaus has ratified an act honoring members of the anti-communist resistance. Cabinet members of the Top 09 party have threatened to leave the government unless the Education Ministry sacks and rebukes advisor and HR chief Ladislav Batora. All five ministers for Top 09 walked out of Wednesday's government meeting to protest insults that the controversial official hurled at their chairman, Foreign Minister Karol Schwarzenberg, via his Facebook page. Responding to colloquially phrased criticism by Mr. Schwarzenberg that he was inappropriate for his position, Mr. Batora called the Top 09 chairman a, quote, poor little old man, who, he said, sputters brazenly when he knows I can't challenge him to a duel for at least three different reasons. A far-right conservative and ally of President Václav Klaus, Ladislav Batora's presence in the education ministry has been a major point of contention since the president suggested him for the post in February. He was formerly a candidate for the extremist National Party and most recently sought public attention for his stance against Prague's first festival of homosexuality. Education Minister Josef Dobeš of the Public Affairs Party says he will offer an apology to Mr. Schwarzenberg on behalf of Mr. Batora, but says he does not intend to sack him. Mr. Dobeš said Wednesday afternoon that his aide's comments were within the bounds of acceptable behavior and that he was entitled to his opinion even as a state official. Prime Minister Petr Nečas called Batora's comments boorish and unacceptable and criticized the education minister for not offering an apology earlier or distancing himself from the comments. He said he is not considering dismissing Mr. Dobeš at present and would not say how he would respond if the situation continues. Defense Minister Alexander Vondra will represent the Czech government at the funeral of Stirad Mashin in the United States next week. Prime Minister Nečas announced on Wednesday that the defense minister and former ambassador to the United States would be conferring the Golden Linden military distinction upon Mr. Mashin in memoriam, and also upon his brother Josef. The decoration will likely draw the ire of many, as it is awarded to those who have protected human rights, the principles of democracy, or otherwise contributed to the defense and security of the Czech Republic. The Mašín brothers killed six police officers, some of which were unarmed, during their resistance activities and escape from Czechoslovakia in the early 1950s. Stirad Mašín died of a prolonged illness on Saturday at the age of 81. President Václav Klaus has ratified an act honoring members of the anti-communist resistance. The government-proposed law allows the Defense Ministry to name members of the resistance and award them 100,000 crowns, or half that sum to their family if they are deceased. Those who have received less than the average pension rates will be reimbursed. Some will also be allowed to receive war veteran status, which would give them rights to special health and social benefits. The president also criticized the law, however, saying he distrusted the intentions behind the legislation and the attempt to legally rewrite and resolve history. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly sunny with daytime highs of around 25 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.